Google have dropped the hammer of reckoning with the March 2024 spam update. Here's everything you're going to want to know. Hey, I'm Sam Dunning, founder over at BreakingB2B.com. And if you want to check out past podcast episodes, join thousands of legends enjoying the weekday newsletter or apply to work with us for your B2B SEO or website, then head over to BreakingB2B.com. So is this the end of the crazy AI heists, those mad upward trending graphs you might have seen on Twitter, LinkedIn, or other social channels where folks were bashing out AI content at scale and getting insane results through using AI to produce a ton of SEO-focused content? I'm going to share the three core updates Google have rolled out this March 2024 you need to be aware of, along with my recommendations, my two cents to keep your website organic rankings and traffic safe, and how to actually keep them progressing with foundational basics of SEO. But they're not only simple tactics, they're tactics that I've seen withstand the Google hammer time and time again. Let's dive in. But before we dive in, here's what Google's Director of Product Management, Elizabeth Tucker, had to say on the topic. So if we scroll down on the latest article they put on the keyword, she said, "We believe these updates will reduce the amount of low quality content on search and send more traffic to helpful and high quality sites. Based on our evaluations, we expect that the combination of this update and our previous episodes will collectively reduce low quality unoriginal content in search results by 40%. 40%. All right, that's it. Let's dive into the top three. So here's my skimmable lowdown on the three updates of the March 2024 spam update from Google. Let's dive straight on in. So at number one, we've got scaled content abuse. So this could be mashing out tons of content using AI tools like ChatGPT or similar. What Google are saying is if you are mass producing content at scale using those tools or manually, purely with the focus to get rankings rather than actually be helpful, educational, useful, valuable to your target prospects. After all, the point of SEO, right, is to get our target clients, our target customers onto our pages, onto our articles, usually to kind of convert them, right? Especially in the B2B sense, we want to build trust. We want to become authorities in our sector. And certainly from B2B, what I talk about mostly on this podcast and channel is to drive inbound leads or demo requests. And if you're bashing out content at scale, how can it really be helpful to that end customer? Like, what are you going to know when it comes to researching their pain points, their goals, their ideas, their jobs to be done, and more? And what Google have said is our longstanding spam policy that has been in use when it comes to automation, including generative AI, is spam if the primary purpose is to manipulate those search results. That's come from Google Search Central. So scale content abuse is number one. Down at two, we've got site reputation abuse. So that's basically where you're using sites that already have some authority. So they've got high domain authority or high reputation. They've been around a long time. They've got a lot of pages. They've got a lot of links. They've got a lot of solid rankings in that industry. And then paying for a link, whether that's a guest post or article on a site, but the link you're paying for with that guest article or similar is not actually useful to the visitors. So maybe it's something completely random to the topic. So the example Google gave is maybe if you publish on a payday loans website purely to get advantages of their reputation. So maybe you post about, I don't know, let's say you post about the advantage of building a great website, but on a payday loans site as a guest article, then Google could see this as confusing or misleading information and then punish you with that update. And down at number three, we've got expired domain abuse. So this is where you purchase perhaps old domains that have got, again, solid domain authority, but then you're adding content that's not relevant to what they're originally about. So maybe you get a site that's all about life insurance, but then you start posting about building a SaaS company on there. So you're purely getting the bang for buck that the old domain had, the authority, in the sense of trying to get it ranking fast because the domain's got great authority. But then Google sees that you're talking about a completely different or relevant subject, misleading prospects, and therefore you could be punished with this spam update. So you'll see a lot of this is basically about trying to get quick wins, quick hacks, whether that's with AI tools, whether that's trying to build quick links that aren't relevant, or piggybacking on domains with misleading or relevant content. So a lot of this comes down to just doing sensible things. Don't mass produce content, don't abuse sites, and don't buy domains and then publish content that's not going to be relevant to what your audience expects. So with all that said, what are my two cents? What are my recommendations based upon this latest spam update? First and foremost, when it comes to using AI tools, be it ChatGPT or another one, go steady. So we saw some sites get insane rankings, insane traffic and more, but suddenly take a huge dip after this latest update. So if you're going to use AI tools, be it ChatGPT or another one, go careful. Maybe use it to pull statistics, insights, or similar that you can then weave into your website pages or article pages. Maybe use it as a rough foundation for some of those pages, but not to write the whole thing. Make sure you rewrite it, check it, fully customize it, and make sure it's fresh and unique content. And you want to follow EEAT, experience, expertise, authority, trust when putting together website pages or articles. That means you either put together the content yourself if you're an industry expert, or you hire a writer that has industry expertise on the topic they're actually talking about. And it comes down to foundationals in marketing. So when you're putting together a piece of content, understanding who that dream client you're writing for is, what are their expensive problems that they care about fixing? What are their key goals? What are the jobs they want to get done as a part of reading this page or this article? And what are the common questions that we can weave in, that we can address to show Google that this page is trustworthy, that we're actually hands-on experts in the subject, that we've got experience, that we're building authority? Maybe we're weaving in social proof into the article or solution page. So we're sharing testimonials, case studies, proof of results, and we're showing that we're trustworthy. We know our stuff on the subject and more. So if you follow those foundationals, from what I've seen from my own website, breakingb2b.com, and for clients, following those traditional methods, understanding your target client, your dream clients, what they care about learning, actually speaking to them regularly to understand those insights, their problems, their goals, their jobs to be done, means not only will you rank well when it comes to SEO, but you're actually got more chance to resonate and convert those target clients with your content through SEO. And there you have it. I hope you found this recap and recommendations of the March 2024 Google spam update of use. If you want to join thousands of legends enjoying my weekday newsletter, or if you want to apply to work with us for your B2B company's SEO or website, then head over to breakingb2b.com, and I shall catch you on the next one. Cheers.